producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, November 24th, 2014. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. We're going to be joined in the second hour with Paul Joseph Watson. And in the third hour, we're going to go to our reporters in Ferguson, Missouri, Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs. Now, they've been there all last week waiting for the grand jury verdict to see what's going to happen. It's been taking quite a while. And, of course, tension is building more every day as people are getting angrier and angrier, as one person put it, getting angrier about the delay in this. We're going to talk about why it's taking so long and why. What is a grand jury? What is their responsibility? How are they different from a regular jury? We've seen some people say that they didn't even believe that a grand jury was the appropriate response to this. There are other ways to do this. In many states, there aren't even grand juries in the United States. So there's a lot of different ways that you can get an indictment. Of course, the prosecutor himself can do it. There's not really, even though this is a grand jury, the grand just really reflects the number of people on the jury. There's typically not a judge in control of the process. There's a prosecutor in control of the process. And so he's going to kind of present evidence to try to get what he wants to do, whether that is a prosecution or letting the person off. There are a lot of people who wish that this would go to a trial so everything could be examined there. But we're also going to be talking about what's breaking in the news. Let me give you some of the stories on Infowars.com, the breaking news there. We have a court ruling that a violent raid against homeschoolers was unconstitutional. We're going to talk about this in a lot of detail because this is really an egregious situation. The Child Protective Services and the police, essentially after harassing this family for quite some time, basically were told you're not going to come in the house again unless you've got a court order. And they were coming after them for, quote, a messy house. That was the issue that they had with these homeschoolers, according to them. They did not have a search warrant. They came in and got very violent. We're going to read you exactly what they did. They've been slapped down. This is Kurt Nemo's article. They've been slapped down by the court in that state. Says that what they did was unconstitutional. They are also fighting back with a civil suit. So we're going to tell you about that. It's interesting to compare that and contrast that with what's going on, for example, in the UK with members of parliament in Westminster in a pedophile ring 30 years ago. Of course, Scotland Yard and the press were told to cover up any mention of that. We've seen that happen with Seville, the entertainer that was there as well. But it's not just there, of course. We've had our own Franklin cover-up, our own Franklin scandal in this country. This is something that happens at the highest echelons of every government. And as the article we have up on InfoWars last week pointed out, the higher up you go in governments, the more you see this kind of sexual perversion, the pedophilia. This is why it's very concerning to see them trying to intrude themselves into the lives of families using CPS. We've also seen how that plays out. There's also a report that broke today. Actually, on November 21st, the state of Connecticut issued a 114-page report on the shooting at Sandy Hook. Now, there's taking this in a different direction from gun control. Now they're trying to use this as a pretense to essentially enact the same kind of controls that we've seen enacted in Scotland, where you are assigned a government minder from birth until the age of 21, where government psychologists are going to come and intrude themselves into your homes because, as they pointed out, they're concerned about siloed systems of education, physical health, mental care for children. You understand what they're saying when they say siloed? They're saying you're isolated. You're too isolated. We need to be able to come into your home at any time we wish. We need to be able to evaluate you. And, of course, there's a lot involved in that. We're going to continue with the news, and we're also going to have, as I said, Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs are in Ferguson. If we have an early verdict, we will let you know immediately what's going on there and what the verdict is. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Monday, November 24th, 2014. I'm going to be joined in the second hour with Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to talk about the story that's up on InfoWars.com today. Democrats have approved reparations for descendants of blacks victimized by 1898 Wilmington race riot. Let me repeat that. 1898. That's like 112 years ago or 116 years old. Okay. You know, North Carolina is kind of unique in the sense that it's got more voters on the roll that are over 100, even over 112 than any other state. But I don't think there's anybody alive that is really responsible for that in North Carolina. But, of course, the Democrats are trying to do some political grandstanding to appeal to their base that they have just massively betrayed with the immigration amnesty decree by Obama. It's going to be the minorities, blue-collar workers, those at the lower end of the income scale that are going to be hurt the most by this massive importation of low-cost workers. They're the ones who have been hurt the most by it to start with. So we're going to talk to Paul Joseph Watson about that. We also have an article that I want to get to about court rules violent raid against homeschoolers is unconstitutional. We're going to talk about that in depth, what really happened in this particular raid. You will not believe what happened with that. Also in Ferguson, and Ja'Kari Jackson and Joe Biggs are going to be joining us in the third hour from Ferguson, perhaps sooner if we have a verdict there. They say the police in Ferguson violate court order by arresting journalists. That's a story that's up on Infowars.com by Steve Watson. A Ferguson mob marches in St. Louis City, sets down a highway, and a reporter is hit in the head. We also have the Texas governor-elect plans new lawsuit against Obama. He says the president is unconstrained by the Constitution. That's Greg Abbott. He's been the attorney general. He has sued Obama over 30 times already as attorney general in Texas. He is the governor-elect. He was on one of the news programs yesterday. We're going to have some clips from that later on in the show. It's like a narcotic addiction. He says, Obama caps off Amnesty Immigration Week by hitting the links in Las Vegas, going golfing yet again. And, of course, no surprise here, Mexico and Central America thank Obama for his amnesty decree. Yes, we've seen this before. And, of course, even though the Mexican government, the Mexican president, does everything he can to educate people in Mexico about how to game our system and get on the welfare rolls, how to come in here illegally. He assists people to traverse across his country if they're coming from points south. But, of course, no one is allowed to become an illegal immigrant in Mexico. The same rules do not apply there. But, of course, it's only real justice if it's done here. Not in Mexico. And an article from Paul Craig Roberts about what's going on continually in the Ukraine, opening the gates to World War III. Of course, we just had Paul Craig Roberts on at the end of last week. There's an interesting story, too, as we're going down the news here out of the UK. Liberals are calling now for knife control after getting all the guns from everybody in the UK. They've noticed that, hey, now people are being killed with knives. And of course, they get all the knives. It will be hammers or whatever. They have a new motto. They say, save a life, surrender your knife. In other words, you're the dangerous person. Evidently, you are a potential killer. And as this person who had the article here, this is EagleRising.com, pointed this out, he says, why not go to the local prison and see how well knife control works? That's right. You go into a prison and they make their own knives, their shivs. So I guess maybe we could have another slogan. When you go to prison, want to live? Make a shiv. You know, you have to have a way to protect yourself. And that's really the issue. You're always going to have violent criminal people. The question is, how do you protect yourself? That's the issue about guns, about firearms, about the right of a human being to protect yourself. You know, we talked last week to the 90-year-old individual who's gone up against the police multiple times in order to feed the homeless. I really, really appreciate what he's done there. But in the course of the conversation, he came out, it came out that he was a former police commissioner. And he says, you know, we got to get over. And he started going off on self-defense because, I guess, of the Trayvon Martin situation. But, you know, that's just it. Self-defense is self-defense. You have a jury decide if somebody acted in legitimate self-defense or if they were the aggressor. We have to be able to make that determination, not just say nobody is going to have the means to defend themselves. So, you know, that's a situation that needs to be decided on a case-by-case basis. And, of course, that's what's happening now in the grand jury investigation in Ferguson. And we're going to be talking to Ja'Kari Jackson and Joe Biggs later in the program. And we're also going to talk about what a grand jury is, why they're using the grand jury. And we're going to talk about some of the issues there as well as the epidemic of police violence. But right now, I want to go to this story that, again, it's a story up on Infowars.com right now. It's a top story. The site, court rules violent raid against homeschoolers is unconstitutional. The family was tased, assaulted, and pepper sprayed. But not only did they win this state court saying that the action of the SWAT team and CPS was unconstitutional. No, they are now going on the offensive. They are suing this jurisdiction. And let me read you from an article here. The D.C. Clothesline goes through it and lays down exactly what happened in this encounter. And, of course, it was just last week that they filed a lawsuit. Looks like they may win this lawsuit if the court slapped down these police and CPS for what they did, very critical of what they did. But let me read to you first what it was that they did. The agents were sent to the home, CPS agents, because these people were homeschooling their children and reportedly had a, quote, messy house. It had a messy house, so they get a visitation from CPS. The family had been harassed by CPS agents on multiple occasions, and on this particular day, they refused to let the agents inside the home. The father said they were not allowed to enter the property without a court order. Nevertheless, one of the sheriff's deputies responded by forcing his way into the home and spraying the father and mother in the face with pepper spray. Next, he used his taser on the father, shooting him in the back with a weapon. Horrified, the mother shut the door to separate herself and her husband from the officer, who then triggered the taser three more times through the closed door, as the barbs were still stuck inside the husband. Then the second officer helped the first officer, who's tasered these people, force open the door, found both the couple lying on the floor in pain. The officers then pepper sprayed the couple as they laid on the floor. With the couple subdued, the officers then turned to the family dog. There we go, puppy side. They didn't shoot it, however. They just sprayed it with a chemical agent, then threatened to shoot it if it did not stop barking. At the end of the raid, the couple was arrested. Both of them were charged with resisting arrest and child endangerment. They then took their children away from them for quite some time. Now, let me read you. That's the basis of the lawsuit. Let me read you what the court in Missouri said. Again, this is in Missouri, like Ferguson. But this is not a Missouri issue. This is a national issue. And this is not a black thing. These people, I don't know if they were black, but I don't think they were black. This is a blue thing. This is the police not under control with rules of engagement, not following the law. And that's what a court said in Missouri. A court in Missouri has ruled a raid staged against a homeschooling family in 2011 violated the constitutional rights. And Kurt Nemo points out in this article on Infowars.com that they lost custody of their children for months after this raid. The children were traumatized by witnessing the police assault on their parents. The court has now ruled the raid was unconstitutional. Here's the quote from the court. They said, the court will not allow an exception to sanction warrantless entry into a private residence by pepper spray and taser. If the officer had a warrant in hand and such force was necessary, that's a different story. But those are not the facts of this case. And unfortunately, they are not the facts of many, many, many cases. They go on to write, the Fourth Amendment strikes a carefully crafted balance between a family's right to privacy and the government's need to enforce the law. Now, they were defended by the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. If you are homeschooling and you do not have contact with the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, you need to support them. They are a very useful advocate if you ever come into a situation like this. They went on to say, the rule applies to all government agents, the Homeschool Legal Defense Association says. Court after court has agreed there is no social services exception to the Fourth Amendment. And they also cited a law professor at Duke University who wrote a treatise, Storming the Castle to Save the Children, the ironic cost of child welfare exception to the Fourth Amendment. She said, violent police raids can shatter the innocence of even the youngest of children, causing a broad range of emotional responses, including trauma, anxiety, fear, shame, guilt, stigmatization, powerlessness, self-doubt, depression, and isolation. You know, we've seen this happen. We talked about this last week. As I said, this is not a black thing. This is a blue thing. We need to get control of law enforcement. And again, this kind of action we've seen sanctioned and approved over and over again because of the explosion of SWAT team raids. As we talked about last week in Frank Serpico's op-ed piece that he wrote for Politico last month, he pointed out that in his day, the real issue was corruption within the police force. Now it is an epidemic of violence within the police force. And I would suggest that both of those things have come from drug prohibition. We've had many times James Gearock from the police and prosecutors who are against prohibition, LEAP, it's law enforcement against prohibition, is actually the organization. We've had him on many times talking about how prohibition corrupts, and we've all seen it with the movies, with the newsreels, with the documentaries about alcohol prohibition. We know how that created a black market monopoly for organized crime, how it corrupted law enforcement and government. We have seen the same thing happen in our country with drug prohibition. The difference is that drug prohibition has been allowed to run its course now for multiple decades. And it's this kind of violence that is now being directed against many of the people who would never have thought about drugs, but would have approved this kind of violent reaction from the government to try to interdict drugs. We need to understand that the solution to everything is not government, and it's not government violence. We'll be right back. We're going to cover Ferguson. We're going to have our reporters in Ferguson, and we're going to have Paul Joseph Watson joining us in the next hour. Stay with us.
I'm watching and waiting for the right time to take everything you own. I love a dark house.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones. Show. I'm David Knight. On this Monday, November 24th, 2014, I'll be your host today. We'll have Paul Joseph Watson joining us from the UK in the second hour. Our reporters, Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs, joining us from Ferguson, Missouri in the third hour or earlier if there's an announcement from the grand jury. Now, before we get back to the news, I want to let you know about our newsletter. Many of you may not be aware of our new newsletter. You know, every day we see attempts to censor and control the Internet. Of course, the FCC is working to control the Internet. They're working to control its content. We've seen CISPA and SOPA, ACTA, PIPA, many different legislative approaches that have been put forward and have been rejected because of the people getting involved and the population saying we don't want our Internet content controlled. Yet they're going to bring that back. They're going to push that through with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Partnerships, these trade agreements that are being negotiated. They're going to do that in the back door, just as Obama could not get his agenda through legislatively, so he just does it by decree. They're also going to do Internet control by decree, by a secretly negotiated treaty. So every day we see Infowars.com being blocked around the world, but there's one way that you can make sure that you can get the information, and that is subscribing to our new newsletter. You can escape the Internet censorship right now. You can get the latest in breaking news, exclusive behind-the-scenes videos, daily stories that are not available on Infowars.com and are only viewable by newsletter subscribers. It's free. And this week, we are launching some very huge specials on InfoWars gear, InfoWars life, that are entirely unprecedented. Only newsletter subscribers will be given advance notice 24 hours beforehand. Now, you can subscribe to this, as they're showing if you're watching this right now, the video feed. You can subscribe to InfoWars Underground Insider right now on the homepage, on the sidebar at InfoWars.com, or visit InfoWars.com/newsletter. To get the exclusive daily content and today's behind-the-scenes video, as well as check out our previous exclusive newsletter content. Now, just before the break, we were talking about this particularly egregious case, although, you know, it's not isolated, unfortunately. We see SWAT team raids coming in, throwing flashbang grenades into the cribs of children because they haven't done their research, their due diligence. Many cases, we see SWAT team raids being conducted that have not gotten the proper paperwork. But even if they have the proper paperwork, do we really want to have these no-knock raids? Do we really want to allow officers to go to a home where a family has been accused of having a messy house? Do we really want them to go and harass people, and then when they're told, get a search warrant if you want to come back and harass me again, they bust through the door, they taser the mother and father, they pepper spray the mother and father, they pepper spray the dog, threaten to shoot the dog? Do we really want to live in that kind of a country? See, it's not just black people. It's not just homeschoolers. You could be walking down the street and somebody, or you could be in a store and somebody could finger you. There's a, of course, a movement now in the case that was in Ohio, in the Walmart. I believe it was in Ohio. The fellow who was, let's see, I'm looking at the newsletter here. Nevertheless, it's a story, yes, Ohio. The story where, if you remember, back in August, we covered it here at Infowars.com, the man who was going through Walmart, he was shopping for gifts. He'd picked up a toy BB gun. He was on the phone with his wife, talking to her, and she hears the incident happen. Somebody in the store had called 911 and said there's a man threatening people with a gun. Now, subsequent video footage showed that was absolutely a lie. Nevertheless, the police showed up, shot him dead. The wife, who's listening to the phone call, hears the police say, get down on the ground, and shots go out. And then he's down on the ground because they didn't wait for him to even comply. So when we look at that happening in a Walmart, when we look at that happening to these homeschoolers, we look at a lot of these different things that are happening on a daily basis. We see in Utah, the killings by the Utah police are outpacing gang, drug, child abuse, homicides. In this article from the Salt Lake City Tribune, they say over the past 5 years, more Utahns have been killed by police than by gang members or by drug dealers or from child abuse. So far this year, deadly force by the police has claimed more lives, 13, including a Saturday shooting in South Jordan They've claimed more lives by police shootings than has violence between spouses and dating partners. As the tally of fatal police shootings rises, law enforcement watchdogs say it's time to treat deadly force as a potentially serious public safety problem. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to cover what's going on with a grand jury. How is it being used here? What is a grand jury? How is it different from a regular jury? You need to understand what the law is, especially what juries do. You need to be enforcing your rights as a juror in jury nullification. We're going to talk about what a grand jury is when we come back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, pounding the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nixon Iodine and your Supermeal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nixon Iodine, or DNA Force, Supermeal Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's too just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host today, David Knight. We're going to be joined by Paul Joseph Watson in the second hour. Our reporters in Ferguson, Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs, will be joining us in the third hour, if not earlier. If there's a grand jury announcement, we'll be going to them when that happens to gauge the reaction of the crowd there. They've been covering and live streaming from that area throughout the week. And, of course, earlier in the week, we were told that For the most part, the police were much more professional than they have been in the past, better trained. However, there was one incident that Joe Biggs reported where they were telling people not to get into the street, that they would be arrested if they got into the street. Meanwhile, there were some police who went around behind the crowd and essentially forced them into the street. I don't know if that was the case or if that was tied to this article that's up on InfoWars.com. Police in Ferguson violate court order by arresting a journalist. They arrested him. He says he was arrested for exercising his First Amendment rights on a public sidewalk. They say, no, he was in the street, and they failed to disperse, so we asked them to leave the street. They refused, so we arrested him along with a lot of other people. However, it says in the story we have, multiple witnesses immediately came forward, disputed the claim that he was in the street. They provided photos and videos showing that the reporter in question was merely taking photos from the sidewalk. So we're going to be talking to them in the third hour or earlier. And before we go back to the news, I wanted to let you know that Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com, is now back in stock. Of course, it is always in a limited supply. It's very difficult and dangerous to make it in these kind of high concentrations. And once it runs out, it takes us about 6 weeks to get more in. These high concentrations are 30 parts per million. It's a pure base of deionized water. It is free of toxic artificial additives. There's never been a more important time to have powerful and clean form of colloidal silver within reach for you and your family. Go to InfoWarsLife.com to order your Silver Bullet now or call 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Now, just before the break, I said we'd talk a little bit about questions that people have raised about grand juries. We've been hearing so much about grand jury. What is a grand jury? Is it some high and exalted jury? The grand essentially talks about the number of people who are on the jury. It's quite a bit more than just the 12 that you typically have in a jury. But people are saying now that perhaps, and this is a lawyer for the family of Michael Brown, the 18-year-old that was shot by the police, they say that the grand jury process is different, and they believe that it is being applied unfairly. But what they're saying about this, they said, when you think about it, this prosecutor is saying that we're just going to be fair and we're not going to recommend any charges. And he says that's different than anything this prosecutor has done in the past 28 years that he's been working with grand juries. And he says, so are we now going to say that what he did all those years was unfair to all those people, and now he's going to start being fair, get extra fair with the police, give the police extra rights? Why can't we just have equal justice? And then he goes on to make another point of the reason that they're having a grand jury. He says there's a lot of high-profile cases. He says, I've seen them where prosecutors say, you know what, I'm going to hand this one over to the grand jury. I want political cover on this one. In other words, I don't want to take the responsibility for making the decision as to whether or not we're going to go forward with a prosecution and a trial or not. I'm going to punt. I'm going to say that it's going to be the grand jury's decision, not mine. I want them to decide, so I'm not the one who takes the heat on this decision. They believe that that is the situation that's going on here in this case. Now, that was an article from ABC News. Looking at how a grand jury works, according to finelaw.com, it says, while all states have provisions in their laws that allow for grand juries, about half of the states don't actually use them because there's other things you can do. You can have a preliminary hearing prior to a criminal trial. There's a lot of different things. They're just looking to see if there's enough evidence, strong enough evidence, or even a probable cause to do an indictment. And typically, as people have said, you can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich. It's something that the prosecutor runs. They say, unlike a grand jury, a preliminary hearing is usually open to the public and involves lawyers and a judge. Not so with grand juries. In other words, a grand jury is kind of a closed, secretive thing, as we've seen. There's been no news coming out as to what the grand jury is being told, what they're going to do. It is something that is a completely closed, not a transparent system like a jury trial. They say that there's not a judge, it's just a lawyer, a prosecutor. It's not a judge with an adversarial situation here. So it's very different than a real jury trial. And it's a closed process. They say there's no judge present. There's no lawyers typically except for the prosecutor. So it's basically a captive situation. In order to get an indictment, they typically need a supermajority, two-thirds or three-quarters of the grand jury to indict. In other words, they don't need a unanimous decision, but they do need a majority to do an indictment. They say even though a grand jury may not choose to indict, a prosecutor can still bring the defendant to trial if they think they have a strong enough case. So they don't even need to have the grand jury indict. They can still indict them themselves. So I think that underscores the fact that this is really more than anything to provide political cover for this prosecutor who has been operating for 28 years and is now doing this quite a bit differently than he's done in the past. They say he's presenting a lot of evidence. He's announced that he's going to give them all the evidence that he has. The problem is that that's fine. The problem is that it's a closed, secretive process. You can't hear what the prosecutor is telling them. There's no adversary in this process. There's no judge who is refereeing between the prosecution and the defense. So that's not really, I think, what needs to be done in order to bring this down, because there's a lot of questions about what happened with this. And we need to start asking questions about the rules of engagement. As Paul Joseph Watson said when he was on last week, they always focus on these cases that are not clear cut. Because we've heard now, and we've heard testimony, it's not just testimony from the police. We actually had recordings that surfaced from people who were talking to other people that were observers there, talking about how he rushed the police officer. Nevertheless, a jury should be deciding whether or not the response was reasonable or not. Was it necessary for him to fire that many shots? Could he have stopped him with one or two? Should they have called the medical ambulance sooner or not? Now, of course, we've seen different narratives as to whether or not he got help quickly or not. All of that needs to be done in the open. It needs to be done in an open jury trial with both sides being argued. I think that's the only way they're going to pull this down. But that's a case where there's a lot of ambiguity as to who's guilty or not. I believe it should be done in an open trial, but there are many cases, just as the one we talked about this weekend, where the man, the black man, was shot in the stairwell by two officers who were doing a patrol on a project. Basically, the man was walking with his longtime girlfriend. The two officers enter the stairwell. One of them pulls out a gun without warning, fires, and kills the man with one shot in the chest. They did not even bother to call an ambulance. And the police chief in New York City has said that the man had not committed a crime. The man was not armed. In other words, he said everything except my police officer killed a man. He would not make that admission. And, of course, that's something that still has to play out in the courts. There should be an investigation of that. Look at the case that was in Ohio at the Beaver Creek Walmart that we reported on back in August about the Walmart shopper who was shot dead by cops after picking up a BB gun. And also an innocent bystander was literally scared to death, died of a heart attack after the shooting. This is what the man's wife said. She said, we were just talking. He said he was at the video games playing videos, and he went over there by the toy section where the toy guns were. The next thing I know, he said, it's not real. And the police start shooting. And then they said, get on the ground. But he was already on the ground, because they had just shot him dead. These are the kind of cases that we need to be rallying behind. But instead, they choose an ambiguous case that I believe the Obama administration wanted to make into a national case. The mainstream media who supports them wanted to make it into a national case because they wanted to play the race card before the election. But they certainly should get behind these unambiguous cases. Use it to talk about how we set the rules of engagement for the police, what the penalties are going to be when they don't follow those rules of engagement. Let's ask them, you know, if is it okay for the police to shoot you if you attack them without a weapon? What about if you're running away without attacking the police? Can they still shoot you? How about if you refuse an order? No matter how arbitrary that order, can the police still shoot us? What if we talk back, yell at them, shoot a bird at them? Can they pull out a gun and shoot us? What if we give the officer a dirty look? What if we're photographing the officer? Are they allowed to shoot us in all those cases? What if we're walking in a stairway with our arm around a girl? Are they allowed to shoot us then? We need to have these discussions, you know, and then we need to say, can they shoot us until they run out of ammunition? How many times do they shoot? Frank Serpico said in his day they would take two shots and then reassess the situation. Now they just empty the gun until they run out of ammunition.
do they have some additional liability if they don't call for an ambulance, if they just let you bleed out on the ground? Is there going to be criminal liability for people who call 911 as a snitch? Remember, just this last weekend, we had a 12-year-old who died again with a BB gun. A person called the police and said there was a kid with a gun. It was possibly, it said multiple times, it was probably fake. That was not conveyed to the officers on the scene, they say, by the 911 operator. Nevertheless, why would a person call 911 if they think it was probably fake and if they say it multiple times? Or look at the situation I just mentioned in the Walmart where the man had the BB gun that he was buying in Walmart and he was shot dead by the police. It was the person who called the 911 dispatcher, is named Ronald Ritchie. And he said that this man, whose name is Crawford, was pointing the gun at children. And then he repeated that claim, told it to the press. But then they looked at the surveillance video, and that wasn't true. He wasn't threatening anybody, even with a Walmart BB gun. So what is the liability for somebody who acts like a snitch, who wants to call 911 regardless of what they say? You know, what is feeding these people? Is this see something, say something? Do they want to be good little informants who are going to get a pat on the head from Homeland Security? I mean, why would somebody do something like this? We have some real serious problems in this society, and it isn't limited just to the police. We have a lot of people who are apathetic. We have a lot of people like this guy, Ronald Ritchie, who are so eager to call the police. We need to talk about this. We need to set up some rules of engagement. But, of course, when it comes to Ferguson, it is all about race and race only. Now, people are doing something about this in the Ohio situation, the man who was shot in Walmart. Anonymous has really taken up this case. And we have a picture of this article here from countercurrentnews.com. A lot of anonymous protesters. Now, there's been a lot of protests. There's been protests from people with Ohio Open Carry. The Ohio Student Association has protested many times. But they say that each of these times, Anonymous was there and is getting larger and larger. And, of course, Anonymous has also put out, I think, a pretty good manifesto about what this problem is and laying it out in this particular situation. They said, it's come to our attention, the cold-blooded murder of a 22-year-old John Crawford. Due to video evidence released by Walmart, we will now begin Op John Crawford. Our demands are simple. Fire and or disarm Officer Sean Williams. Yes, if he's going to continue in the police force, let him continue in the police force without a gun. That used to be quite common in America. It still is done in Alaska, where they pride themselves on de-escalating situations and talking to people rather than shooting people. They say, if he's going to remain, disarm him. Bring criminal charges against 911 caller Ronald Ritchie, who essentially started this and got the guy killed. Publicly apologize to John Crawford's family. These demands must be met, or we will take steps to ensure justice will be served. We have already taken down Beaver Creek's main site for hosting information about the police. We will leak any and all information about all police officers of Beaver Creek and government officials. A message to the Beaver Creek government. You have caused this by your ignorance in not responding to the murder of an innocent man. We will target any and all sites that you support. Now, that's Anonymous's way of dealing with it. We need to have other people get involved as well. There are other things that can be done other than targeting their internet sites. We need to have community leaders who are going to stand up to Obama's decrees. They're going to stand up to the police who are going over their rules of engagement. You know, we talked about these homeschoolers who were basically won in a court in Missouri that ruled that their constitutional rights were violated. Now they are suing that area. You know, the problem is, they're going to sue that police force. They're going to sue that municipality. And guess who's going to pay for it? It's going to be the taxpayers, of course. And in a sense, I guess they are responsible if they don't reform their government. If we are going to sit by and apathetically allow this to happen again and again without any reformation, I guess we should be hit with multi-million-dollar compensation lawsuits. I believe that one of the things that needs to be done to get this in control is to take that money out of the police department, make individuals liable if they're found guilty of criminal action. They should not be able to hide behind a uniform. We need to treat them the same way that we treat other people. So there's a lot of different places where we could be making these kinds of important reforms, but instead they push us into a racist narrative. And we're going to be talking to Paul Joseph Watson. He has an article that's up on Infowars.com today. Democrats in North Carolina have approved reparations for descendants of black victims from the 1898 Wilmington race riot. That's 1898, 116 years ago. There is nobody alive, but of course that is merely pandering to the base, trying to tell them that even though they just stuck the knife in their back and twisted it with this amnesty decree, stuck the knife in the back of minorities, blue-collar workers, low-wage job people, the backbone of the Democrat Party, even though they have been betrayed by Obama, they want to show they still care about them by trying to get them money from a 116-year-old incident. So we're going to talk to Paul Joseph Watson about that. And I want to talk to him also about this scandal that is continuing to unfold in the UK. MPs in Westminster, part of a pedophile ring, were untouchable, claims a former special branch officer. They say there was significant pedophile groups in Parliament who were untouchable to the police. This is something that happened 30 years ago. A former Scotland Yard detective has come forward to tell detectives in the Metropolitan Police Service's pedophile unit that Scotland Yard was aware of a group in Parliament who sexually abused children over 30 years ago. Now, as we had had up last week on InfoWars, we had an article there from Liberty Blitzkrieg, and actually he put a number on that. And we're going to continue talking about this, as well as one other thing we're going to talk to Paul Joseph Watson about, and that is the implementation, essentially, of the Scottish law following people from birth to the age of 21. Now they're trying to piggyback that onto the Sandy Hook shooting. We'll be right back with that information. Stay with us.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need
need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. On this Monday, November 24th, we were just talking about this breaking scandal in the UK. Actually, it's a 30-year-old scandal. The well-connected politicians, the MPs in Westminster, that's essentially like our Capitol Hill, they were untouchable, according to a former Scotland Yard detective. Several have come forward. We had this story up last week from Liberty Blitzkrieg by Michael Krieger. He says, I've long written about how the percentage of sociopaths within a group of humans becomes increasingly concentrated the higher you climb within the positions of power in a society, with it being chronic amongst those who crave political power the most. Now, he points out in some quotes here, he says that the files contained the name of 16 MPs said to be involved and another 40 who were supporting the goals of the pedophile information exchange, which sought to reduce the age of consent. You understand that? Remember the North American Man-Boy Love Association? They actually, in England, that was in America. In England, they had what they called the Pedophile Information Exchange, PI. PI, yeah. And it turns out that in a story from The Guardian, they have gone back and uncovered lobbying by a pedophile campaign. Now, this story from The Guardian, they essentially link a civil liberties organization to this pedophile organization. They say the member's hotline for the pedophile information exchange rang of all places inside the Home Office. That's the, and I'm not sure exactly, I'll have to talk to Paul about what that is, if that's the, where the Home Office is, exactly which branch of government that is. But the phone would be picked up by Stephen Smith, a pedophile and a member of the group who worked in security in Whitehall, from where he would tell callers where to go to the next meeting to discuss issues, including decriminalizing sex with children as young as four. See, this is how intricately it was linked. This is The Guardian reporting this. Now, they're talking to the lady who provided them cover, Harriet Harman. She was a Labour deputy leader back in 1978 to 1982. They have tried to distance themselves from it. Nevertheless, this organization that they were part of, the NCCL, it's a civil liberties group, was tied, according to archive documents, according to The Guardian's research. They say archive documents appear to show how the pedophile group managed to influence policy at the civil liberties group, despite being run by people who believed in their right to have sex with young children. See, it's kind of interesting, isn't it, that we're sold abortion as being a right to privacy by a government that doesn't believe that we have privacy in any area of our lives, by a political party that has embraced that lack of privacy in all matters. We're not allowed to make decisions about our children's education, or in many, many decisions about our children's education. According to these people, they want to force everybody into the schools that they control, the schools that they run. They want to stop homeschooling. But yet, in the name of privacy, you're allowed to kill your child, just like in the name of civil liberty, you are allowed to have sex with young children, according to this civil liberties group in the UK. That's how they disguise the stuff. Now, we just had a report that came out of Sandy Hook, came out of Connecticut. Based on the Sandy Hook shootings now, they're trying to extend the same kind of control that we've seen extended recently
just this last year in Scotland, following people from the age of birth to the age of 21. Now, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Education has announced that they have $160 million to spread around this country to make this policy work. Stay with us after the break. We're going to talk about that, and we're also going to have Paul Joseph Watson joining us in the next hour to talk about this and the other articles we just went over. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.